What's the kindest or most merciful thing anybody has ever done for you? I'm talking about on a human level now, not the mercy that we receive from God, but something that somebody's done for you that was just like, oh man, that was just awesome. I was thinking about that last night, and what I actually thought of was a story that wasn't so much about me, although I've received mercy in many ways from folks, but this was a story related to my parents. Back in the 1950s, my parents bought a piece of ground in southwest New York State. Our family is originally from Buffalo, New York, and they, about an hour outside of Buffalo, is a small area, small little village area, that has some just beautiful rolling hills and a spring-fed stream and lots of deer and even some black bear that live on this land, timbered land. It's just gorgeous. My dad got this crazy good deal on it, bought the land. Now, my parents didn't have a lot of money. My dad had his own ditch digging business, contracting business, and sometimes things were kind of hard. And in the process, as the years went on through the 50s, they ran short on money. And one year stretched into two, and they didn't have money for the taxes on the property. And so the property, almost 200 acres of which, was going to be sold on the courthouse steps there in this little county in southwest New York. So my dad loaded up his truck and a big old chainsaw that he had, and multiple cans of pork and beans, and several loaves of bread, and he drove down to the property, and he stayed down there on his own and started cutting timber, which was one of the resources that was on the property. So he thought, I'll sell the timber and then make enough money, hopefully, to pay off the taxes. But what he didn't realize was that the price of timber had gone down. In fact, so much because people started buying plastic products, the bottom had dropped out of the market. So he's cut all this timber. He goes to the mill, and they say, Bill, I'm sorry, but we are backlogged with timber. We can't even buy your timber, much less offer you anything for it. Well, he's like, crud, what am I going to do? I've got all this timber cut. He goes around place to place. He can't seem to find anybody that will buy it. Finally, he remembers that there's a businessman that he's done some favors for in the past that also deals in timber. And he says, look, I'm really sorry to have to ask you for that favor back, but I'm desperate. I need your help. So the guy says, all right, Bill, here's what I can give you for it. He was still quite a ways short on the money. Goes back to Buffalo. And he's just kind of distraught, thinking, crud, I'm going to lose the whole property that I've just sacrificed these years for. And he's talking to an old friend of his, lives on the street. And this is a little bit older fella. And he's like, Pat, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't have the money. And Pat says, well, Bill, how much do you need? He says, well, it's $500. Now, you got to remember, in those days, $500 was a lot of money. The average family probably made about $5,000 for the year. So you're talking a couple months of pay. He's like, $500. Pat says, well, you know, Bill, the ponies have been good to me lately. Because Pat liked to go to the racetrack. And he happened to have a little extra cash. And he said, Bill, you want it in cash or do you want a check? And my dad said, wow, that was just amazing. He was flabbergasted. And the guy gave him the $500, and my dad went down and he paid it off with enough money to buy the rest of the kids' hamburgers, and that was it. That's all that they had left to their name at the time. But that mercy and grace that this old friend, neighborhood friend, decided to reach out and give out of his pocket was grace and mercy to my parents. And now, 65 years later or whatever it is, they still own that property in New York State. Mercy, unconditional